Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Thursday, January 4th. Currently with freezing fog, it is 29 degrees. The humidity is 92%. The wind speed is east at 13 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.14. The dew point is 27 degrees, and the current wind chill is 19 degrees. We are currently down to a visibility of just a quarter mile, and we are under a dense fog advisory until today at noon. We have a winter weather advisory that starts at noon today and will last until tomorrow at noon. Again, we are under a dense fog advisory, and currently our visibility is only at a quarter of a mile. Please take caution when you're out and about. Also, I wanted to let everybody know that the brick streets are very slick right now, so be very cautious when you're driving around town or anywhere for that matter, and the sidewalks are slippery too. So be very careful when you're out and about today, and just take all the precautions to keep yourself safe. We want to thank the bank for all of our severe weather reports, closings, and delays. The Bank of Oberlin and Norton, the bank that cares, your community bank. It is 8:05.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. A multi-vehicle crash in Johnson County has left two people, including a child, injured. Brandon Dixon reports.
A six-car pileup on I-35 northbound left two hurt, including an eight-month-old. Happened Wednesday afternoon near Johnson Drive. A 17-year-old male suffered serious injuries while emergency crews transported the infant to the hospital in stable condition. No word on what led to the crash. I'm Brandon Dixon.
Governor Laura Kelly announced that more than $4.6 million in federal funds will be directed to the first six locations chosen for the state's electric vehicle program. With existing fast charging stations spread across the I-70 and I-135 corridors, the new selected locations will fill gaps along the state's major highways and interstate systems. The charging stations will be installed at Flying J, Love's, Pete's, and Casey's locations in Emporia, Garden City, Cherokee, Fredonia, Belleville, and Pratt. Installations will happen this year. This is Kansas Information Network News.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the...
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. On Wednesday, Governor Kelly announced that Kansas has reached its highest employment in state history. According to data from the Kansas Department of Labor, employment was at an all-time high in 2023, with nine of the top 10 employment months taking place throughout the year, and the 10th top employment month was in 2022. Kansas currently has a labor force of just more than 1.5 million Kansans, with more than 1.4 million participating in the workforce, and Kansas's labor force participation rate is many points higher than the national average. Governor Kelly said hardworking Kansans have been the force behind Kansas's strong economic growth as a state, so now they must continue to recruit more people to move here and more Kansans to join the workforce in order to keep up with the great job opportunities being created across the state. The state's success in growing the workforce is helpful as demand for qualified employees continues to be high. According to data from the Kansas Department of Labor, the Kansas unemployment rate has been at or below 5%, which many economists consider full employment, for the past 38 consecutive months. The portal that allows anyone anywhere to search Kansas district court cases over the internet is back online, but its information is temporarily out of date while the courts work to input case information filed on paper. The Kansas District Court Public Access Portal is one of several information systems temporarily incapacitated by an October 12 cyber attack, As also affected was the Kansas eCourt case management system that district courts use to process cases. District courts are working to digitize case information recorded on paper to add it to the case management system, so case events and case documents processed after the October 12th security incident may not show up in a search, at least initially. Most public information from the case management system is available by searching the Kansas District Court Public Access Portal. The public portal allows court users to pay fines, fees, and costs online. That service has been restored, but information about recent payments and related cases data may still be out of date, as payments processed October 12th and after may not appear in the payment portal. The Central Payment Center and the Office of Judicial Administration is logging payments made since October 12th as quickly as possible. You can visit kscourts.org for more information about making payments to courts and for more information about the portal, what case information is available, and instructions for using it. One person died in an accident just before 2 p.m. on Wednesday in Thomas County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported a 1992 Ford LNB driven by 45-year-old Yancey J. Sowers of Oberlin was northbound on U.S. Highway 83 at the Interstate 70 junction. A 2024 Peterbilt semi driven by 48-year-old John W. Adair of West Plains, Missouri was exiting westbound Interstate 70 when Adair failed to yield to traffic on U.S. Highway 83 and pulled out in front of the Ford, and the Ford struck the Peterbilt's cattle trailer. Sowers, the driver of the Ford, was pronounced dead at the scene and was transported to Ballman Mortuary in Colby. A deer was not injured. Kansas's winter wheat crop is in better condition than a year ago thanks to improved precipitation. The USDA reported that 43% of the state's crop is called good to excellent, compared to 33% in early January 2022, with 21% rated poor to very poor, compared to 25% last year. And more than half of the state's topsoil and 40% of subsoil have adequate to surplus soil moisture, both up on the year. The USDA's weekly National Crop Progress and Condition reports will resume in April. In Nebraska news, the Nebraska State Patrol took dozens of impaired drivers off the road over the holiday season. On Wednesday, the patrol released the results of its Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign, which ended on Monday, reporting that 65 drivers were arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence. In a press release, Colonel John Bolduck, the patrol's superintendent, said the holidays are always a busy time of year on Nebraska roadways, and with a winter storm right in the middle of this year, their troopers were working around the clock to keep roads safe. Troopers also cited 985 drivers for speeding, 111 for driving under suspension, and 31 for having an open alcohol container. The effort was made possible with funding from the Nebraska Department of Transportation's Highway Safety Office. According to an arrest affidavit, a man is facing a felony assault charge after punching a corrections officer at the Lancaster County Jail on Monday. According to the affidavit, at around 2:15 a.m., 36-year-old Jaden McHugh was in the jail's changing room after being booked when McHugh raised his hands, took up a fighting posture, and stepped toward a corrections officer. And three officers then brought McHugh to the ground on his stomach. During a struggle, McHugh turned onto his back and punched an officer three times in the face. So another officer used a taser to shock McHugh, who tried to grab it, though McHugh was eventually placed in handcuffs. He was charged with second-degree assault, and on Wednesday, a Lancaster County judge ordered that he be held without bail. However, another hearing has been scheduled for today. Two people are dead following a crash southeast of Minden on Tuesday morning. The Kearney County Sheriff's Office said deputies were called just after 9:30 a.m. to the intersection of 35 Road and K Road for a report of a two-vehicle crash. The Sheriff's Office said an eastbound 2017 Jeep Wrangler and a northbound 2010 Ford Ranger collided, and both drivers, 64-year-old Charles Thompson of Minden and Cedar Castro of Upland, were pronounced dead at the scene. The Sheriff's Office said seatbelts were not in use in either vehicle. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton City Council meeting that was held on Wednesday, December 20th, Police Chief Jay Sharp stated that due to staffing issues and officers already scheduled time off, Officer Kaus isn't able to use the amount of vacation time in excess of the annual carryover allowed by the end of the year. Therefore, under the personnel rules, she will forfeit that vacation time unless the council grants an exception. Jay requested the council extend the deadline for Officer Kaus to use her vacation time that would be forfeited at the end of the year. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Robert Bowman to pay Courtney Kaus for her vacation time that she would have forfeited at the end of the year. During the discussion, Ron Briery called for a vote, but it was not recognized by Mayor Jones, so a motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen to lay the motion on the table. However, the motion failed for a lack of a second, and a vote was then taken on the main motion to pay Courtney Kaus for the remainder of her vacation time that she would have forfeited at the end of the year, and the motion carried. Gerald Jones reported that the Public Safety Committee met with Municipal Court Judge Jerry Hawks, Court Clerk Veronica Rojas, and City Prosecutor Abigail Horn to discuss the court debt and the court bonds account. Judge Hawks shared with the committee his intent to dismiss some of the uncollected debt dating from 2008 to 2015 on cases that can no longer be prosecuted due to statute of limitations, lack of witnesses, etc. Judge Hawks also reported there's a forfeited bond balance of $18,398.32 that will eventually be transferred back to the city. The committee briefly discussed signage issues on State Street in front of the East Campus, which have been addressed by the city administrator. And during that discussion, Judge Hawks recommended the updating of other signage in the city that is faded and difficult to read, as he felt they are hard to enforce when they're not readily visible. The committee then discussed a concern brought forward involving the interpretation of the International Building Code, or IBC, related to the current roofing and re-roofing projects and how it's being enforced. And Gerald stated that the matter has been resolved to the satisfaction of the parties involved, which are all on the same page of how it will be enforced. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on Monday, December 29th, Commissioner Garrett Beidler called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Richard Thompson, Garrett Beidler, and Marvin Matchett. Ted White with Norton County Solid Waste discussed with the commission the expansion of the construction and demolition pit. Ted provided the commission with options that included the mapping of a possible layout and the engineer's estimate. Ted also stated he thought the county could save on the cost if the county did most of the dirt work. The December 2023 vouchers and payroll were submitted to the commission for signature and approval, and upon review, the vouchers and payroll were approved. Terry Laughlin, the Norton County Road Supervisor, spoke with the commission on the continuation of the Kansas Department of Corrections contract with the city and county, and a discussion was also held on the control of weeds around county bridges with chemicals. Several abated tax statements were presented to the commission for approval, and this includes statement numbers 2023 58, 59, 60, and 70, and 2023 74 in the amount of $1,453.34. Added tax statements were 2023-61 through 2023-73, and the statements were added for late filing. The total of the added tax was $5,128.69. The added and abated statements were approved as submitted. The commission discussed the Norton County Hospital project and fundraising for a new CT scanner, and after discussion, a motion was made by Commissioner Matchett to donate $20,000 from the recovery fund. The motion was given a second by Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed. A discussion was held on the interlocal cooperation agreement between the City of Norton and the County of Norton for the Kansas Department of Corrections work crew. After reviewing the contract and the year-to-date expenses, a motion was made by Commissioner Thompson to terminate the contract with written notice. The motion was given a second by Commissioner Matchett, and the motion passed 3-0. The commission reviewed the name submitted for consideration to the Norton County Hospital Board of Trustees, and after consideration and review, the commission appointed Andrew Black and Jerry Hawks, each to a four-year term. A motion was made by Commissioner Thompson to approve the transfer of audited 2023 funds from county departments to capital outlay funds. The motion was given a second from Commissioner Matchett, and the motion passed 3-0. With no further business before the board, the meeting was then adjourned until January 8th. Lynn Raymond Minaw, 74 of Norton, passed away peacefully surrounded by family on Sunday, December 31st at Good Samaritan Hospital in Kearney, Nebraska. Funeral services will be held at 2 p.m. on Saturday, January 6th at Plummer Gobber Funeral Home in Norton, and burial will follow in the Norton Cemetery. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 p.m. Friday, January 5th at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, and memorial contributions may be made to the Friends of the Prairie Dog State Park and sent in care of the funeral home at 215 West Main Street in Norton, and condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Funeral services for Donna Bantam, 88 of Norton, will be held at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow, Friday, January 5th, at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, and burial will follow in the Norton Cemetery. A visitation will be held from 5 to 7 p.m. today, Thursday, January 4th, at the funeral home, and memorial contributions may be made to the Norton Flower Fund, nortoncf.org/flower-fund, or sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School for lunch will be having baked ham, scalloped potatoes, baby carrots, pineapple chunks, whole wheat roll, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be pigs in a blanket, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be lasagna, bread, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there is a slight chance of flurries and freezing drizzle before 2 p.m., then a slight chance of sprinkles and flurries between 2 p.m. and 4 p.m., and then a slight chance of sprinkles after 4 p.m. Also, some patchy dense fog between 11 a.m. and noon, and widespread dense fog, freezing fog, mainly before 10 a.m. It should be cloudy today with a high near 37 and a southeast wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a slight chance of rain, flurries, and freezing rain before 10 p.m., and then snow will be likely. It'll be cloudy with a low around 25 and a southeast wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 70% with little or no ice accumulation expected and the new snow accumulation of less than a half inch possible. On Friday, there's a chance of snow before 4 p.m., then a slight chance of rain. It should be cloudy with a high near 36, with new snow accumulations of less than a half inch possible. And on Friday night, there's a 20% chance of rain before 7 p.m. Should be mostly cloudy, with a low around 25. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your forecast, on Saturday it should be mostly cloudy with a high near 40. On Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 39. On Monday, snow showers, possibly mixed with rain, becoming all snow after 1 p.m. and patchy blowing snow after 1 p.m. with a high near 33 on Monday and breezy. On Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 34. And on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 38. Currently, with freezing fog, it is 29 degrees. The humidity is 92%. The wind speed is east at 13 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.14. The dew point is 27 degrees, and the current wind chill is 19 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. We are under a dense fog advisory until today at noon, and currently the visibility is down to just a quarter of a mile. We're also under a winter weather advisory that takes effect starting at noon today and will go until noon tomorrow. Once again, we're under a dense fog advisory until noon today with current visibility only at a quarter mile. The roads in town, the brick roads, are very slick. I drove on them this morning, and I just want everybody to know, stop in plenty of time before you get to intersections or stop signs. It is very slick outside. Sidewalks are also slick, so I'd imagine that most all the roads in town are on the slick side. So be very careful. If you don't have to be out right away, stay home and let this pass a little bit, the freezing part especially. But otherwise, please take all your precautions and be very, very careful if you have to be out on the roads. You can also check road conditions at CanDrive.com. We want to thank the bank for bringing us all of our severe weather reports, closings, and delays. The Bank of Oberlin and Norton, the bank that cares, your community bank. It is 8:24.
Are you living with pain and discomfort in your feet, legs, thighs, or butt? It may be a sign of a serious health problem called peripheral artery disease, or PAD. The most common symptoms of PAD are burning, aching, numbness, or discomfort in your leg or hip muscles while walking. A higher quality of life is possible. If you have any kind of recurrent leg pain, talk with your doctor. Describe when it happens and how it feels. Go to heart.org/PAD to learn more.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
United Northwest Federal Credit Union proudly supports our local athletes and wishes them good luck this season. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, we work hard every day to make life a little better for you, your family, and our community. When you need to open a checking or savings account, get a new debit card or credit card, apply for a personal, auto, or mortgage loan, or seek financial advice, United Northwest Federal Credit Union is here for you with better and more personal service. For more information, visit unwfcu.org. Equal Housing Lender, NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Brendan Dorzinski. Plenty of backups will see the field for the Kansas City Chiefs this weekend when they face the Los Angeles Chargers, including Blaine Gabbert, who will start at quarterback in place of Patrick Mahomes, with the Chiefs unable to change their seed regardless of how their Week 18 game unfolds. Chiefs coach Andy Reid spoke on Wednesday about the opportunity for some of Kansas City's reserves. The Chiefs' participation report may give another glimpse into how many players won't play Sunday, with Chris Jones, L'Jarius Sneed, Rashi Rice, and Isaiah Pacheco all missing practice yesterday.
They're going to be front end and back end playing, so you can't have everybody not play. So I expect them, it's a way to build your resume in this league and gives you an opportunity to also strengthen our team as we go into the playoffs with guys with a little more experience gained in a game like this. So that's invaluable.
Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Brendan Dorzinski.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
County Hospital and Medical Clinic are your partners in making health a priority in the new year. Team up with your primary care provider to tackle concerns, plan preventative screenings, and elevate your overall well-being. From family and internal medicine to emergency care, specialty clinics, wound care, pain management, and rehabilitation, we've got you covered at every stage of life. Discover our services and meet our dedicated team online. Your journey to a healthier you starts here.
still thinking job change in the new year?
Yeah, I need something that's in high demand and more stable in this economy.
IT?
Yeah, cybersecurity, maybe even AI.
That's what I did.
Really? How?
Went to My Computer Career. You don't need any prior experience, and you could start your new career in a matter of months. A lot of IT pros go to school there, too, to level up.
Sweet. Are classes online or on campus?
Both.
Well, I'll check it out. Thanks.
Make this your year. Take the free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu.
Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI Bill.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's check the weather.
Good morning. A dense fog advisory already posted across a large part of northern into central and northeast Kansas. From places like Wichita to Great Bend, Russell, McPherson, Lyons, Concordia, Manhattan, Topeka, and Lawrence. With temperatures below 32, this is freezing fog. An upcoming winter storm arriving into Kansas tomorrow, primarily impacting areas south of I-70, where 1 to 3 inches of snow is likely, with some isolated 5-inch snow amounts in south-central Kansas. Light snow possible this weekend again. A much stronger and deeper system will arrive into the plains on Monday. This will really impact travel. Northwestern Kansas today, some freezing fog this morning with today's high in the mid-30s. Same story in north-central Kansas with a high 35. Cloudy this morning with dense fog in northeastern Kansas, our high 42. A southwest Kansas forecast, snow likely this afternoon with a high in the mid-30s. Cloudy and 45 in south-central Kansas. Freezing fog in southeast Kansas with a high 48. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
As we look at the early calls today, first off, on the livestock side, weather, of course, getting a lot of attention with three potential storms that are lining up that could hit in the central plains here in the next 10 days or so. Still there as far as the timing is concerned, but the tracks tend to waver. So we'll wait and see what kind of an effect it has. Also, beef prices we're starting to see start to wane. Some of those demand concerns that everyone's been waiting for may be starting to show. Overnight grains leaning negative into the market on low volume and movement. Wheat futures down 5 cents. Corn futures down a penny. Soybean futures down 4. The rains in Brazil are as advertised overall. That may be shutting off some of the export sales attempts. This is the Kansas Ag Network.